I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Talking Movies, Pictures, Movies Show.
He is normally here by now. I mean, we've normally already done. I mean, you showed up early. We've normally already done the intro.
I'm a professional.
Yeah.
We can wait a bit longer if you want.
Well, not, sorry?
We can wait a bit longer if you want.
Yeah, we might have to, because I've never done it without him before.
Is he usually here?
He's done the interview without me before last time.
Okay.
And I don't really want to have to do this without him. But if you, well, just in case he doesn't show up, do you want to just fill in, just like as a sort of like a weird?
I'm here to promote the movie.
You don't have to pretend to be Andy. Okay. Well, right. He's just texted me. So hang on. He's not going to be here for like an hour.
Oh, okay. I've got a thing after this, so we might have to start. If that's all right. You sure? Can you do it on your own?
I don't know.
I'm just me talking about my movie, so it's not going to be difficult.
Yeah, but we've got to do the intro and like listen to questions and stuff.
Do I have to sit here for the intro?
Well, otherwise there's no intro.
Well, can't we go straight to the interview?
Well, how? No, because we have things we need to get done in the intro every episode. Right, it's really important things to talk about.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're right.
No. Yeah. Okay.
Is this recording?
Yeah. 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 I think so. Okay. And from now it's recording. Okay.
Okay.
What's your full name again?
It's Andy Price.
Okay. So do you want to introduce yourself so I don't get your name wrong? Because I don't want to accidentally say Andy's name. He's obviously normally the host. Accidentally say his name instead of your name.
Okay.
And confuse the audience.
Yeah, I can introduce myself. I'm Andy Price.
No, not yet.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Okay. Oh, God. Okay.
You sure you're all right?
Yeah. Welcome to the Talking Movies, Pictures, Movie Show. My name's Tim Goodings. Andy isn't here this episode because he's busy setting up his allotment. So we instead, and he couldn't even make it. So actually, this time the guest that we've got is going to do all of it.
Well,
instead.
I'll just sit in.
That's fine. And what was your name again?
It's Andy Price.
Andy Price, okay,
writer, good. Director.
Right, okay. Writer, director, Andy Price is going to sit in. He's going to do the intro with me. Is that all right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and you can do listener questions at the end as well.
Okay, yeah, fine.
Okay, good. Okay. We'll just do what we normally do then.
Okay.
And we'll start off with first thing we do is Marvel news.
Okay.
So, which is where we just look at like stuff that's happening in like the Marvel cinematic universe.
Yeah, there's loads of it.
Yeah. So, you know, if you want to, I mean, is there anything that you want to?
I read something earlier. Someone that wants to play. Are you all right?
Mm-hmm.
You want me to keep going?
I think so.
Okay. Well, there's this actress who think.
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Okay. I mean, we don't normally. No, go on. What is it?
Was this actress that?
Is there any reason you couldn't do this?
If you wanted to if do you, it instead, I Ill. Suppose.
Do you feel ill? So just say you feel ill or something, and then don't do it.
This is weird.
Andy feels ill. He can't do Marvel news. Does that mean there's no Marvel news this week? Okay, so we'll just look at some. Go on, Cinema Blend, and we'll look at some movie news.
Cinema Blend.
Yes, it's like the. Oh, hang on. What does Andy normally say? Cinema Blend is a website
Yeah.
And you
I know what Cinema Blend is.
So why did you ask me what Cinema Blend was?
I'm trying to find out if you know. It's tabloid shite.
No. It's movies. It's not newspaper. It's an internet website, and you get movie news from it.
Cinema Blend is like...
I need to work out what the phrase is that Andy always says, and I can't remember what it is. And it's like the writers of movies. No, it's the Goiter. What is it he normally says?
Do you mean Reuters?
What's that?
It's like where journalists get their news leads from. Stories.
News leads?
Yeah.
So if it was movie news leads.
He thinks it's the Reuters equivalent for movies. He knows...
That sounds familiar.
Does he know Reuters has a movie section?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. Oh, so it's the Goiters of movies, and then which will be all our stuff from. So if you... Can you just get it up on... And Andy normally does this. I don't know how to work the computer.
I don't...
It's just a Mac. Just get the website up.
All right. Okay, fine. Like, you can't do this.
That's right.
Okay, fine. There we go.
Okay. And, you know, and now what we do is we just sort of riff on any interesting stories that take our fancy and maybe take a sideways glance at them.
I'll try my best.
With a comedic perspective. So if you read it, and then I'll do a joke.
It says, how Pamela Anderson feels about the nudity and bad language in the Baywatch movie. It's just the first one. I just thought I'd...
And how is that? How does she feel?
I don't know. Bad? You got to click through, I guess. I presume she doesn't feel good about it. Boy, she won't be talking about it.
And so I've got one, and this is an article about how Jennifer Aniston feels. Are they all about how women feel? All of these articles?
I told you, tabloid.
How Jennifer Aniston feels about people talking about her nipples showing on Friends. So this is Jennifer Aniston being dubbed the Free the Nipple OG, original girl, for having nipples through her tops on Friends. And that means that it's like feminism. And then you say something funny.
Okay.
I mean, you've heard the show.
Well, she's going to complain about that. She's not going to end up with many friends left, is she? So,
and that was actually the name of the show.
Yeah. This is
I'm struggling, mate, without Andy.
Well, why don't we just get to the interview?
Yeah, okay then.
Like, honestly, I can talk about my film. I don't really want to sit around making jokes about Friends.
No, I agree. I don't know why we do this. All right, so... Next up, we have the writer-director, what was your name again?
It's Andy Price.
Andy Price. And we'll be talking to him about his new movie.
Do you want me to stop it?
Yeah, now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome back to the Talking Movies, Pictures, Movies show. Andy is not here. He's still setting up his allotment. I think he's got the garlic down. Is that me? Do you grow that in allotment? I'm not talking to you. We do have the guest instead of a host. And this guy is a writer-director, and he's here to talk about his new movie. Once again, Andy can't be here, but we do have a guest. His name is...
Andy Price.
Is Andy yeah. Price. Thanks for joining me.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure.
Listeners might remember you from...
I don't think I've been on intro. Before. Oh, okay.
Just did the intro fine. Together.
Is you put that at the beginning?
It's called an intro. So we're going to talk about your movie, which is, where's it going? What's happening with it? Is it in the, where is it done? You finished it, have you?
Yes, done. Oh, good. Yeah,
and,
in the can.
And is it, when's it out? Can I watch it?
It's out next Friday.
I know, I've already seen it. How's it looking? You got the music score done yet?
Yes, all done. It's good. All done. It's on the film.
You connected it to it. You got all the levels right.
Usually when they put out a movie, they got the soundtrack ready to go.
I already know that. Okay, and so you wrote and directed it?
I did, yes.
Were you in it at all?
Yeah, a little cameo. Okay, yeah, I did good. A little cameo, but nice. Mostly wrote it, directed it.
What level cameo? Hitchcock, Tarantino?
I mean, there's only really one kind of cameo that you want to do when you're a director, and that is the Hitchcock cameo. So yeah. I dressed up as Hitchcock and just kind of stood behind a curtain for an entire scene. It was good. Yeah, it was
was that, so were we supposed to see the fake belly bulge sticking out through the curtain?
Absolutely. And that's not mine. I'm very svelte, but
yeah,
we had to put on a lot of prosthetics, mm-hmm. which was kind of an error because I could have just shoved like a pillow down there because it was covered in a shirt anyway.
It was a skin colored shirt though, wasn't it? Because I thought it was full fake flesh. I mean, I knew it was you, but yeah. I thought that it was meant to look like...
Well, I had
like
the dinner jacket on.
Right, okay.
Yeah, good. But it was a really kind of heavy, dense material, quite rare, actually. So
what was it made of?
The cost was quite high, polyurethane, and it was quite heavy, cost a lot of money. We had to fly it in from the Galapagos.
Mm-hmm. That's where they make it.
And, that's where it's grown. Yeah, so that took up a lot of our budget because it turns out those flights are quite...
So most of the budget was on your cameo...
It's a low budget movie, the budget was tight in all places. But
How did you manage to skimp on the budget in terms of location? Was that your house?
Location wise, no, we had some old warehouses. We did a lot of stuff in the street, mm-hmm. but we found cost savings elsewhere. Really?
Okay. How much did you pay the actors? Enough?
Oh, not much at all. No,
Did they know they're in it?
Yeah, okay, yeah, absolutely. Good. No, they all signed up to it. I'm a very persuasive director. I can get good talent for cheap bucks, you know?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, so any people that you worked with before, did you manage that? You sort of, you know, taught them around?
Yeah, Depp's back.
Oh, good old Depp.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
And is he in prosthetics this time as well?
No, he's wearing his own skin, which is also good. Very expensive.
Yeah, but where does he get that from? Galapagos again? Or
no,
Madagascar?
He was born with it.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, typical. Yeah.
I try to attract talent that want to be in a movie. They do the, you know the phrasing, one for them, one for me. And is the one for them.
So, okay, good. Bedroom scene is sort of, that's kind of what you call it, sort of middle point, I guess, of the movie where things start to like take a turn.
Yeah.
And I mean, the way that you...
It's the scene where kind of my cameo mm-hmm. signifies the two separate parts in the film.
Yes.
And that's when Johnny Depp's part finishes and that's when Brad Pitt takes over.
I see.
Yeah.
Is it a sort of Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus kind of thing where
They're different characters. They're different characters.
Oh, they are. So yeah. So it's sort of like he just passes the baton of being the lead character, but they are different people.
Exactly. It's an independent movie. It's very vignette-y. So you have these stories and then someone else takes on a story and it all ties up at the end.
So you were too scared to write an entire narrative and you thought you'd just do little bits here and there because that's obviously easier and it's a lot easier to kind of just close that story out.
You could say that, or you could mm-hmm. say I was brave enough to write two very distinct, brilliant stories and found a way to interweave them, but without interweaving them, more stacking them on top
really
of each other, which
them.
Is unique. You couldn't get away with that if you're working with a Hollywood studio. The studio system wouldn't allow you. They'd say, this has
Why
to be coherent.
Why do you think that
this
is?
Has to have only one of the highest paid actors in the world in it because two is too expensive.
And four is frankly taking the piss.
Exactly.
So I don't know how you got away with that.
Well, Clooney's a good friend of mine.
Yep.
And Channing Tatum will fucking do anything. So
yeah, that's true. So the first half is Clooney, Tatum and Depp.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the first half.
Yeah, so the first half is Clooney, Tatum and Depp.
And then the second half is just an absolute pit storm.
No, it's the mid scene is like a pit stop. And then the second half of the movie is Pitt, Clooney and Tatum.
The?
Pitt, Clooney, Tatum.
In the third half.
In the second half.
Oh.
In the third half.
Oh, so Clooney and Tatum, they play different characters in the second half.
First half, Depp,
mm-hmm.
Clooney, Tatum. Pit stop, when Pitt just turns up, does a monologue.
Pitt starts.
Pitt Stains, the movie with great talent.
Mm.
And then the second half monologue. Is Clooney, Tatum.
You show up.
And Pitt.
You get your crook out. You grab Depp. You whip him off screen. It's symbolic, isn't it? Because that's you kind of saying, that's you done, Depp. You know.
Yeah. I mean, that's my cameo. Just from behind the curtain, I kind of pull it behind crook. The curtain.
Yeah, exactly.
And the Kill audience, I lean out and do a wink.
Mm-hmm.
And then people know that that's the interval.
Very Hitchcockian wink, very knowing.
Pitt's going to do his monologue. So if you need to go for a wee, go now. And then we start the second half of the movie. Clooney, Tatum, Pitt. Then the third half of the movie mm-hmm. is just The Rock delivering... And
Tatum and Clooney, I
thought you said you'd seen the film.
No.
We can't explain why they're in the third part without spoiling it.
Yeah, because obviously it looks like they die.
Too busy having sex
with each other
to deliver any more lines.
So they are in it having sex.
No, we don't show that scene, but we know it's happening.
We can hear it.
Well, no, it's more that like The Rock just hears. What's that sound?
Okay, so The Rock is. Okay, so he can hear it, and he's maybe asking, can you smell what they're cooking? And it turns out that it is actually
they're
sex.
They're cooking up some sex, is what they're cooking.
Yeah,
okay. Right around the campfire.
Okay, good. So how does The Rock play into the first and second half?
In a movie, the thing you want is for your audience to know what's going to happen, but your main character not to know what's going to happen. And then the audience can follow the character being clueless. And therefore it's more interesting for them because they're like, I have a secret. And the character is just clueless.
Okay. And here is where Andy would ask a question.
Would you just want to ask another one?
No, we'll just leave it for a second.
You got any of his questions?
No, we'll just wait.
Well, can I not just keep talking about the... Nationwide...
No, because you're talking over him.
But he's not here.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why we're silent. Because he can't even say it.
Mate, this is a weird fucking podcast.
No, it isn't. It's about movies. Pictures. And we talk about them. And it's movies and it's a show.
Why are you talking over Andy?
He hasn't started his question yet.
Then why were we silent?
He's being very patient, actually.
He's not here, mate.
Yeah, I know. That's why we have to be quiet. If he was here, it would be loud because he'd be talking at us and giving you a great question. I miss him. Okay. There was his question. And now take your time to think of an answer. It's a complex one.
Yeah, so he's fine to work with. I don't know why he's got a bad reputation. He's actually, you know, he's not a big wine drinker at all. He doesn't spend thousands of dollars.
What was the question?
On red wine. He asked whether Johnny Depp was a cunt to work with.
Oh, okay, good. And you said he's not, and he doesn't drink wine.
He does drink red wine, but he shares it, which is with why it's fine.
Yeah. What about the fact that you did a movie and you wrote it, and did you write all of the words, or was there any people in the film that were going, hold on, this is not what I would say if I was a person, and I'll say something else, and you let them, and then you claim credit as a writer?
The thing with me, Tim, as a writer, is that I can tap into the minds and words of some very famous actors, like Jonathan Depp, Georgie Clooney, Dwayne apostrophe The Rock apostrophe Johnson.
What did you call him?
Dwayne Johnson.
No, I think it was different.
Did I call him The Rock by accent? He prefers Dwayne.
Okay, I thought it sounded familiar what you said then, and I don't know.
Well, you probably talked about The Rock on the podcast before.
Oh, you've listened, have you?
Well, I don't know, but I presume because he's a pretty big actor.
We talk about him a lot. He's really big. Have you seen him? He's massive. He scares me, but...
Okay,
like...
No, it's understandable that you think that. He's actually quite small. He wears these kind of prosthetics... On the bottom of his legs.
On the bottom of his legs?
Yeah.
His feet.
Because when he was... Okay, I'll explain that a bit clearer. When he was filming Jumanji, he got run over by a lion. Because as you know, they use real animals in that movie.
He got run over.
Yeah. A lion came at him. No, ran over. No, he knocked him over and then ran over him. What? I don't understand the problem with that terminology. Knocked him down, stampeded him.
One lion is a stampede.
Yeah, okay. And he had to have the bottoms of his legs amputated and replaced with prosthetics.
Feet.
But with like double the amount that was taken off.
Oh, so now he is big.
Now he's big. But so before
Jumanji.
Yeah. Like there's no other films that you've seen him in where he's actually been big. He's just been normal height. But it's just that Kevin Hart is so small. But because Kevin Hart's not in this movie, The Rock is fucking massive.
Can I ask a question?
And that's why we don't need Clooney or Tatum in the last third half of the movie. Question. Because you wouldn't fit them on screen.
I'll ask a little question.
Go on.
Why is Kevin Hart not in this movie if The Rock is in this movie?
Because he got eaten by a puma.
Was he run over as well?
No, he just went to the zoo and he started
doing... So Kevin Hart's dead?
We started doing a stand-up set to the pumas and they don't like it. Which is weird because they're black.
And what do they think he was?
It's like when I go see a white comedian and just fucking love it because he's saying things...
Well, that's all I watch.
That I am?
Yeah. I won't watch anything.
Jack
else,
Whitehall?
I can't relate to it.
He's white.
Name. Yeah.
Jimmy White? No, he's a snooker player.
Jack White? No, he's a musician.
No, it's Jack Whitehall. He's the comedian.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry, I misremembered his name. Okay. bedroom scene with your Hitchcocky cameo. That's you behind the curtain. That's where things change. End of the first bit.
Yeah.
We jettison Depp. Pit start. Pit monologue.
Mm.
Pit stains all over the screen. New story.
Yeah.
So what is the conclusion of the first story? How do we get to the bedroom? Why does it end with so much fucking? And how does that resolve it?
I'll explain a bit of the plot.
Are you saying that sex is the answer to everything? And are you sick?
What I'm saying is, Tim, if you will indulge me, please, as a guest on this show.
What did you say?
I misspoke.
What did you say?
I misspoke.
You say
no, I didn't say guest. I said guest.
I didn't say that you said guest. Who said guest? You said it. You brought it up first.
You've just said it like three times.
After you, okay. Okay, that's fine.
Okay, so...
guest.
Go on. You all right? the thing is, Tim, is that I make independent movies. I make like independent American comedies, thrillers, dramas. So the thing is about this movie, it's an independent US.
I mean, normally there, Andy would make that into a good joke. And I just
comedy, thriller, drama. I don't do comedy though, mm-hmm. So I can't turn that into a joke. No. But the thing is, Tim,
okay.
Is that this is a US drama, comedy, thriller. And in that way, we can't spend too much time because we simply don't have the budget to show on screen. What are you doing?
I'm trying to preempt. I'm trying to understand you.
Why you don't have the you budget to let show me on say? Screen. Why don't you let me answer your question, and therefore you can get a sense of what this movie is about, and people can come see. What the fuck are you doing?
I'm struggling because you look a bit like Andy.
I don't know what Andy looks like.
Normally, me and him are so in sync that we will almost, you know, finish each other's. Okay.
Was that a question?
No, I was just hoping that you would say something, either sentence or you'd subvert it. Like, finish each other's.
I don't understand.
The
thing is about
songs.
This movie is that we simply don't have the budget. To include any kind of plot at all. So what happens is Depp turns up at the beginning of the movie and he just kind of looks around a bit. He does his walk from the Pirates of the Caribbean movie. He does his drinking from his real life. And then he just kind of sees what happens. He kind of makes up the script as he go along. But they're my words. But there is no plot because we simply don't have the budget because we spent it all on my prosthetic belly. However,
his wife visit the set.
When... He's divorced now, isn't he?
Well, was he when you filmed it?
Well, she was there, but...
Okay.
So he could sign the divorce papers, which was a lovely day on set because it really gives you something to remember about a shoot. Because the thing about a movie is you spend a lot of time together. Usually not much happens. Maybe someone has a birthday. Maybe the sound guy breaks his leg.
Kids? You get kids born. People on the crew?
No.
They have a kid while you're making a movie. You get a movie baby.
No, that's never happened before.
That's never happened.
Do you know much about movie making?
Watching them.
Yeah, so you wouldn't know because no. You can't see. Where the thing about I'll tell you something about movies, Tim, is that when you watch a movie, you're seeing you're seeing what
screen.
The camera is pointing at. Whereas when you make a movie,
it's on, and it's
you
on.
Can
it's
see everything on. All around you with your eyes, which are like two miniature cameras that can see everything.
Okay.
So Depp's doing his walk and his drinking and his wife's there screaming at him to sign the divorce papers and he's just drinking and screaming back at everyone, not just her.
And so
not just her, because he's been going through his therapy, so he's showing everyone now. He's not singling out his wife. He's laying it out on everyone, not just for the one
and
person.
That's why it's a comedy?
No, because that's not being... what I just said about the cameras is that we're
can
not...
Can you say it again?
I'm not pointing the camera at Depp.
You point the camera?
When he's shouting at his...
Not
at
the
everyone. No. Okay, so the thing about directors is that they direct everyone. So I go, cameraman?
Yeah.
Take a picture.
He just takes pictures?
Well, no, keep taking the picture.
He takes loads of pictures?
No.
It's like a flick book.
No, he takes one long picture. Action. One long picture, otherwise known as film.
Panoramic.
That's the eyes again.
That's a long picture.
That's the eyes.
But that's a long picture.
Yeah, which you make with your eyes so you can see everything.
It's a long picture.
Okay, so.
And then, if you do it on your phone, sometimes you get it a bit wrong. And as you're turning, the person moves. And then when you look at it, it's like they haven't got a head. Have you done that?
And then I pull in behind the curtain, and then Pitt comes out.
I'm doing it now, so. You keep talking, I'll just take a picture of the room.
And when Pitt comes out, he's like, "Where is my son?" And it's just Tatum there. He's like, "Are you my son, Mr. Tatum?"
Just stop moving for a second. I'm just doing you because otherwise you will lose your hands in the picture. Nah, move a bit because it'll be funny. Then move a little bit. Oh, he's. you see that? You've only got one arm in the picture. It's like a panoramic.
Why are you taking pictures of me?
Because it's like you said, it was a long picture as a movie. And I thought I'd just do a quick little movie with Andy Price, writer, director. And
can you wait till after?
Maybe now you talk a bit about your movie, if you don't mind.
Oh, could I? Why don't we
I certainly hope so.
Why don't we let your co-host Andy ask a question while I answer your question?
Okay.
Because then you might not interrupt him.
Well, you'll be interrupting him, but okay.
I'm fine with that.
He might not be.
Don't mind.
Okay, let's see what happens.
All right. What was your question? If you ask a question...
No, it's Andy's question.
Well, if you ask a question and then let Andy ask the question.
The same question.
If he wants, it's up to him. I don't know what he's thinking.
Okay, fine. Is it true that you won't hire foreign actors?
Yes.
Right, good. And now Andy's going to ask a question.
Because this film is set in America. And what's America? White.
Yeah, but okay. Ever. Because some of your movies are set in, like, your last one was set in Cuba. The one before that was set in Tokyo.
Cuba is next door to America.
Yeah, but Tokyo,
white.
You hired only white actors and actually an exclusively white crew.
Okay, so
and
this
you
is...
wouldn't allow, from what I understand, you wouldn't allow Japanese people or non-whites on your set.
Let me explain myself. The thing is about maps, okay, you know maps, is that they're very kind of archaic in the way that Britain is presented as the centre of the world. And so you look at the map and you go, oh, there's Britain. Japan's miles away from there. They must be different to the people in Britain. True. And then you go, but over the other side, equally as far away, that's America. Mm-hmm. But they're white in America. But then if you shift the whole map across and put America in the middle, you'll find that Japan is very close to America, so that's why they're white.
They're not.
Americans are white.
But Japanese aren't.
Yeah, no, they're right next door. They're basically white.
But why wouldn't you... Okay, so you think they are white. So you're just saying this is what they should
be like. I didn't see race. So it's hard for me, but this is
honestly,
just what
mate,
I'm told.
If anyone watches your films, will not see any other race. That's my issue.
So,
and now I let Andy ask a question.
So what's The Rock doing in it then?
Well, he whited up, and I understand that that's the only way that you get him in the film is
because he
wanted to do
it. Playing the token.
And he wanted to be a white
guy.
I'm
happy to facilitate that. I'm not going to force my actors to be a certain race.
It sounds like you forced him to be white.
No, he came to me. He was like, Andy, I want to be in a white movie because I'm sick of playing opposite Kevin Hart in the Baywatches, in the
Jumanjis.
Central
Intelligences.
Yeah, and Central Intelligence too. And
where they swap bodies.
Exactly. And it's just, he was like, I'm sick of being this guy. Let me be a white guy. And I was like, well, it just so happens, Mr. Dwayne Apostrophe, The Rock Apostrophe Johnson, that this...
Hold on. What did you call him?
Dwayne Johnson. Oh. Did I call him The Rock again? He doesn't like it.
No, carry
real
on.
Life, real life friends.
No.
He thinks
on.
You're taking the piss if you call him The Rock.
You carry on.
And I said, well, luck would have it that this is a entirely white movie. So you know what you got to do? And he said, please.
So it was one.
I'll get the boot polish out that I polish my white shoes with. And
white polish.
I'll jump right on set. And I was like, I don't have any lines for you. He said, it doesn't matter. I'll be in the third half of the movie. Won't need any lines.
Right, I see.
Yeah.
But does he get any?
No, because people only really tend to watch the first two halves of a movie.
Yeah.
So we conclude the plot points at the end of the second half of the movie, and then the third half is mostly just The Rock kind of wandering around being white.
And so Tatum and Clooney, they're the sort of connective tissue of a lot of this because they're the characters that remain throughout. Obviously, in the third half, all we hear is them fucking.
Yeah.
But
they're there.
But they're there. You hear them.
They're there. You hear them. Constantly.
You know that they're there.
And loudly.
And they say each other's names. Yeah. The actors' names, not the character names.
During all of The Rock scenes, I've actually placed the boom mic next to Clooney and Tatum.
Oh, so they were actually doing it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Method.
Well, no, it's not meth. This is a small American independent comedy thriller drama. And it's not really designed in a way that people are kind of forced to do any kind of acts that they don't want to do. They wanted to. To be honest, they didn't realize that they were in the film. They didn't realize that they were being, you know, recorded in any way. But I noticed... And when I walked past their dressing room, then left a boom mic outside the dressing room, got on set,
plugged it in.
And The Rock's like, are you ready to go? And I said, absolutely, let's go. And he's like, where's my boom?
Plug it
in,
baby.
And I said, don't worry about that. It's concealed.
Plug it in.
You'll know.
Yeah. And so he was delivering lines.
So we didn't hear any of his monologue.
And that's why.
And it was 30 minutes long.
Yeah. And so it's just him sort of mouthing nothing, which I mean.
No, he mouthed everything. But, he delivered his lines perfectly.
Right,
you should have been on set. It was
because you
beautiful.
Would have heard it.
Yeah,
and
I can hear it because I have
up.
The headphones on with the direct feed to Clooney's dressing room.
So, and I understand that his monologue would have wrapped up a lot of the loose strands from the previous two halves.
Yeah,
but in the end, all we hear is just, you know,
fucking
yeah.
That kind of scene is very much the mise-en scene, the missing scene. That's what it's French for.
What?
It's mise-en-scene is a directorial term. It's a film term that we learned in film school. And it basically means in French, the missing scene. So because we didn't show it on camera, that
so
became a mise-en-scene.
Means missing.
Yeah.
So that's a missing scene.
Yeah.
And that's what that means.
Yeah.
So where what's it missing?
It was missing because we didn't show it on camera.
Oh.
You could only hear it.
A missing scene.
We did have a camera in the dressing room because I like to have them in all my actors' dressing rooms.
Yep.
And that will be on the DVD as a bonus extra.
Well, let's just go through because I feel like I don't know that much about the plot of the movie.
Yeah.
Aperture opens, light comes in, yep. And it's the light of that's reflecting off people and an object. So
yeah.
The scene goes into the camera, onto the film, and that sort of burns away a bit. And then you project that onto a screen.
Yeah.
And that happens all the time throughout the film.
Mm.
And then what is it that is all the light?
Yeah, I know movies.
From sorry,
I'm a director. I know how to make movies.
Did you say that you know movies?
No, I said I know how to make movies. I'm a director.
So okay.
Do you mind if I get a glass of water?
No, sure. You go and get a glass of water. You're not going to ask me where it is?
No, I walk past the sink.
You know your way around, do you? He said, Guest. He said, Dwayne apostrophe the Rock apostrophe Johnson. He said, you know movies, he knows where the sink is.
I had some of the biscuits he kept in the cupboard as well.
How does he know the biscuits? Where does he know the... What? You had the biscuits?
What? So the camera lens opens. The aperture opens. The light comes in, hits the film. The movie opens. You've got Depp doing the walk, drinking red wine, shouting at everyone. And then the movie happens. So that's kind of the plot in a nutshell.
What do you think the name of this podcast is?
It's the... I got an email. Can I check or...
No, I want you to... No, just say it.
It's the Talking Movies, Pictures, Movie Show, isn't it?
Oh my God.
What?
You said that very quickly and very easily.
Do most guests have trouble with the...
I've never met a guest that said it correctly.
So then the light opens. Depp's there. He's doing his walk. He's drinking his wine. He's shouting at everyone, including the kid.
What's that? What's that?
That's my phone vibrating.
I just called Andy's phone.
Well, did he leave it behind when he went out? Why are you trying to call? Why?
Is that your phone?
I thought you were going to do
this. Is that your phone?
No. Can't
why
be.
Is it? Why are you sitting with it? You've been using it.
Why am I sitting in a seat?
Answer it.
Hello?
Hello? Is that Andy?
Yeah.
Which one?
Andy Price.
Are you at the allotment?
Tim, you're interviewing me right here.
No, but you said you were at the allotment.
No, that's your host.
Who are you?
I'm your guest.
Oh, hang on.
What's going on?
He's confused. Okay, let's get back to this. I don't know what's happening. That's your phone.
No, that's not my phone. That's Andy's.
Why did you answer it?
Because you told me to. Do you want me to explain the plot or not?
Where's your phone?
It's in my pocket.
Show me it.
Oh, I think I must have left it in the car.
Okay. All right. I've got some thinking to do. I will be paying attention.
Depp walks in. He's doing his walk. He's drinking his wine. And he goes, Oi, Tatum.
Where's he from?
London.
The character?
Because this is an independent American comedy and they always have a British person in it. So yes. Depp's doing his British accent.
And it's normally Johnny Depp.
Yeah. And he's like, Oi.
Yep.
Son.
Of course. Yeah.
And Tatum comes bounding out. And he's got a shaved head. And Depp's like...
Because it's an independent American comedy. You've got to have a shaved head boy.
Well, if you're not going to have a shaved head boy, you've got to have a shaved... you got to have a shaved bald boy. And... we can get one of them.
Yeah.
So what we got here, we've got an all-white male cast. Because this is a low-budget American independent
comedy,
thriller comedy drama.
Thriller drama. Okay.
And unfortunately, neither women...
Nope.
Or... other races can
do all those three genres together.
It's a tricky thing. Why yes. do you think so few independent movies get made? Why do you think?
You think that it's just a matter of the way they look as opposed to them being inherently bad because of their race.
Oh, I'll have a cast full of fucking Australians if they're willing to white up.
Good. That's good. That needs to be said. And not enough people are saying that.
Yeah. And I'll have a cast full of women. They're willing to white up.
I wouldn't do that, but...
And strap on a ding-dong.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, exactly.
And another reason why we couldn't show Clooney and Tatum fucking on screen was because when they were going at it, they were doing it so vigorously that they began to sweat and their white boot polish fell off. And so we got...
They were also wearing white boot polish.
No, of course they were, Tim.
I only
put white actors
in
this movie.
Well, they live in California, don't they?
Well, they're very tan, Tim. It's hard to tell. You know where California is? Next door to Mexico.
So you got your bald boy and they all what's the term? When you the first thing that kicks off everything, the main
you're talking about the exciting incident.
That's what did you say?
The exciting incident.
The exciting incident.
So the thing about all movies is that there's something that happens that is really exciting, and that's why they call it the exciting incident. And it's quite difficult sometimes to... this is why I'm such a maverick director, because, you know, I made a thriller with only one
Gorilla?
Exciting... Oh. With only one exciting incident, which is very hard to do.
And which was that?
It was the one where Depp comes in. He's doing his walk.
Yeah.
He's drinking his wine. He's shouting at fucking everyone, including me.
Okay. So Depp comes in. This is the exciting incident. Depp comes in. He's boozed up to the eyeballs.
He's swaggering. He's swagging. And he goes, "Oi, mate."
He's talking with spanners in his mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. And he goes, "Oi, mate." And that's
to,
it.
To who's that to?
He's saying that to the camera.
He directly speaks to...
So something you need to know about independent movies is that you can speak directly to the camera and it isn't bass.
It isn't bass? Well, House of Cards do it. Ferris Bueller do it. Spinal Tap do it.
Okay, so the thing about those movies, Ferris Bueller?
Office.
When did that come out?
2007. Yes.
In 2007, everyone was doing it.
Yes. Oh, that was the year of Lucky Lose.
But last 10 years, it's fallen out of fashion. You can only do it in independent
cinema. So we've hit the 10-year mark now.
It's
a comfortable circle, though. Will it be fashionable again?
Way of delivering lines to an audience that goes, I can't understand this, because for one, it's black and white. It's only white. For two, it's got a French soundtrack. Because they're white.
Jersey Boys.
And they thirdly, they're looking at the camera, so I can understand them because there's so much of this other fucking art house shit going on. My brain is imploding, but he's delivering it to me, to my soul, so I can understand it. And then Depp throws up as he's addressing the camera, and it's very exciting.
And that, it hits the lens?
No, it hit me. Should we play a game?
What?
Should we play a game?
A game?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I like playing games.
You like penguins?
I like playing games.
What game you want to play?
I don't know, like something. Oh, do you know what I like to do? I really like movie trivia. I'm a director. You know, people go into directing because they're movie fans. But movie trivia is great because, like, what I like to do is, like, people come up with, like, a name of a movie actor or something. And they're like, is he a member of the cast?
Wait.
Or what? Maybe he's a member of the crew.
Hang on.
These are the ones I like. It could be me.
What?
Or it could be you.
Do you mean cast, crew, me, or you?
Yeah. If that's what you call it.
We already play that on this podcast.
Oh, have you? Oh, so you know how it's played?
We invented it.
Let's do it then.
We invented it.
Well, I've been playing it for about a year now.
Exactly a year or?
Yeah, well, maybe a year in October, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to have a little round of that? Or?
Yeah, sure.
Who goes first?
I'll go first.
Yeah, you are the...
Cast crew.
No. Go on.
Cast crew. Me or you.
Yeah, I know.
Andy Price. Huh?
Oh, hold on. So Andy Price.
That's me.
You've asked me. Andy Price, cast crew, me or you. Me.
That's correct, it is me.
Oh god. How did you do that?
Well done.
No, thanks. Maybe I'll play. Cast crew, me or you? Tim Goodings.
Ah, okay, this is a good one. Have I worked with anyone called
Tim? Cast crew, me or you? Tim Goodings.
Me.
Wait. But it is me. How did you do that?
Hey, that's how you play, cast.
I know
me.
How to play it.
Play the theme tune.
No, wait. Hold on. You played Cast Creamy OU. You got the answer right. You say Guest. You say Dwayne apostrophe The Rock apostrophe Johnson. You called Andy. Look at Andy. Answer his phone. He said play the theme tune. Where's Andy? What have you done with him?
All right, let me...
Did you kidnap him and steal his identity?
Tim, let me explain. The thing is, I'm embarrassed.
Body swap him.
I'm embarrassed. I'm just a massive fan of this podcast.
You're fucking kidding me.
I'm sorry, I didn't want to come on.
You fucking knew it. Why did you pretend like you'd never listened to it?
Because I didn't want to come on and be all gushing over the podcast. Yeah, I love it. I love the games.
Fucking knew it.
I love the chemistry that you and Andy have. Andy, it's beautiful. Yeah.
Well, thanks. I mean, I wish he was here, but you know, obviously he's not.
We all do.
Change. But, look, all right. Well, you know what? we call it there, because I think that you're being a bit of a prick.
Hey.
You're lying to me.
I just told you I love the podcast.
Yeah, I know. Well done. You should have said that before, so I'd have endeared yourself to me, and it would be nice.
Well, I was trying to do that by being a good guest who had all the answers to
don't
the questions.
Use our jokes. Oh. Just because we always say guest. It's not even funny.
I mean, it's not even anything.
No, it's nothing.
That's why it's funny.
That's why it's funny. We keep doing it, exactly. Even though it's nothing. I mean, that's
fair. That's a metaphor for the whole thing.
That is a metaphor for the whole thing.
Should we end on a song?
Yeah, well, you know. You always fucking listen, don't you? Look, you've done a song. You did the song for the movie.
Okay, I'll tell you a secret. I didn't intend on writing the end credits song for this movie. But when I knew that there was a possibility that I might be on this podcast, which I'm such a bloody great big fan of, I decided to write one and put it in the movie.
Because you knew that you'd have to do it on it. Get the guitar.
I'm sitting round the fire one Saturday night. I got a terrible fright. Depp strolled into the night. He said, Andy, can I be in your next movie? I'll do it for free. As long I'm in it with Clooney. Between a rock and a white face, that's what we call the movie. Between the rock and a hard place, I said that's a better name. But then Depp said to me, don't want to be in that movie. Although I've had some therapy, I'm still racially insensitive. But we can get Clooney, maybe Channing Tatum. He's got a nice chest, even better face. Between a rock and a hard place, between a rock and a hard place. And Depp said, no, it's gotta be between a rock and a white face. Otherwise Clooney won't be in the movie. Unless it's called Between a Rock and a White Face. Between a rock and a hard face. Between a rock and a white face. Between a rock and a white face. Between a rock and a white face. And this is the bit where usually there's some harmonica.
Harmonica?
Yeah. Have you got one that I could play?
I can sort of imitate it with my mouth.
Oh, could you? Yeah, you are good impressionist.
Okay.
Okay, got it?
Yeah, ready?
Then at the midpoint, Depp got too fucking drunk. He said, I'm leaving the set. I'm gonna sleep in my trunk. So Pitt took over, and Clooney and Tatum went to the bedroom. Then The Rock took over. While Clooney and Tatum had a boom outside the door, so you could hear them fucking and more. While The Rock was between a rock and a white face. 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 Yeah. Between a rock and a white face. Between a rock and a white face. Between a rock and a white face. Between a rock and a white face.
Cheers. It's time for listener questions. But guess what? Still, Andy Price isn't here, the co-host, so we have the guest is continuing to stay around.
Well, you know what? I'm honoured after finally being able to tell you that I'm a fan of this podcast. Yeah, can I also say that listener questions is my favourite section. It's brilliant. I can't believe you put it at the end, though. I got to sit through the whole fucking interview.
Oh, no, you can fast forward if you want.
I do.
Yeah, good. This is Listener Questions with our guest. His name was
Andy Price. Andy Price. Yes.
So this is the point where we talk about the questions. Now, I'll give you the honour, if you want, of getting the mailbag.
Oh, please. It sounds really heavy.
It's so heavy.
It's so heavy.
Can you lift it? Andy's pretty strong.
I can't do it, mate. I can't. It's so... Yeah, I mean, Andy must be really strong to do that every week. Yeah. Wait, let me try again. I can't do it.
Okay, I'll do it. Okay, and there it is. Okay, there's the bag.
Right. I just coughed up a bit of blood.
Okay, so here's the
hernia.
Get the. No, you can get the first one because you're the. All right, you're okay. The guest, so.
I got one here.
Yeah.
All right. How many times have you, Tim, had sex? Oh.
Have you finished the question? Or?
No. How many times, Tim, have you had sex? With a movie star.
With a movie star. Oh, of course. Well, I was in... I was briefly in Gremlins.
Mm.
Since then... I've masturbated a lot of times, and that means that I'm having sex with one
of the kids.
The movie star, which was me.
Oh, so you've been in movies and you masturbated, therefore you've had sex with yourself.
Yes.
Congratulations.
And Gillian Anderson.
Oh.
Yeah, fingered her once.
That's brave. She can have your eye out.
She did, which I don't ask. Okay.
Salacious.
Listener questions. Now.
I'm not sure. Oh, I could answer these because I'm a listener.
Say, right. No, that's the other segment we do, listener answers.
Oh, okay.
I've done for a while.
Okay, fine.
Unless you want to do that now.
I'll do listener answers.
Let's do listener answers. Let's get the other bag.
Because I'm a listener, so I can answer
this
it.
Okay, this is the bag of questions that me and Andy write for the listeners.
How big is that one?
It's pretty big. We get bored. So, these are questions we want to ask our listeners. And you, what's your name again?
Andy.
You're a listener, so we can ask you finally. And hopefully, Andy will be able to listen to this and get the answers that he wants.
Hopefully.
So, here's a question that we like to ask the listeners. Why do you listen to this podcast?
Ah, because I'd say probably because I just find that there's not really a good kind of source out there, either print, online, on the airwaves, on the video waves. Yep. I don't think there's a good source of Marvel news out there.
Right. Ah, good. Okay. So you like it for the Marvel news?
Yeah. I mean, I presume that's why everyone listens to it. Marvel news and listener questions.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, not like certainly not the interviews, because that's, I mean, you just get the same answers that most of the other kind of press, you know, most of the other interviewers get. It's the same stuff. So, I mean, you know, I'm glad that people listen for the uniqueness that we bring to the table in terms of the podcast.
Yeah.
And our funny personalities and the funny quips that we make. And we aren't we funny?
Well, one of you is.
Yeah, which one?
Andy.
But yeah. I've got some skills, haven't I?
I mean, I've got talents as well. Maybe I could come on as a guest host if Andy doesn't show up again, because I played that guitar with my feet. And I used...
What are you doing with your hands?
I used my nose as a capo.
Ah, good.
But what was I doing with my hands?
Yep.
Jacking it.
Good, exactly. If you love that song, show the world.
Jacket.
Put on your jacket.
Nope.
Take off your pants and jacket. I just got that album name. Okay.
Shut up.
I won't shut up.
Are you serious? Yes. Remember from 2003?
I can't believe it.
That's hilarious.
I can't remember a time when I thought that meant wank. I think I always just thought it was just a meaningless thing. Because also on the front is a picture of a jacket. God, fucking what's hell. Wrong with me?
All right, I guess that's listener questions.
Listener questions.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.